A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, in Christ we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. In him you also, you who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance toward redemption as God's possession, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Exalt you, just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp. With the 10-string lyre, chant his praises. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. For upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and he sees all mankind. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. And Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be shouted and proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after they can do no more, I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have been counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we get 2 sides of Jesus where he challenges us, kicks us in the butt, as we saw yesterday. But then he also tells us the truth, and he tells us about the love of and protection of God. You know, so anyone who pays any attention to the news when you read the gospel today, it's nothing concealed that will not be revealed. Whatever you have said in darkness will be heard in the light, as the people found out in Los Angeles, who worked on city council saying nasty things about people. And it was on, they recorded it and they put it all over the place. And it got to be the same with us. That's why we're called to be these people of integrity. Integrity means you are who you are no matter where you are. Like I'm a miserable person no matter where I am. Not just at Mass, not just at staff, not just when I'm on the road. It's just the reality. This is who I am. And this is who we all got to be. You can't sit there and say, well, this is who we all got to be. We got to be people of integrity. And then what determines who we are is what we think about God. And so he says, I'm telling you to be the think about God who has the power to send you into hell, which means that he hears everything that we say. So when you and I are at home and talking to your spouse or your sister or your brother about someone else and talking negative things, God hears every one of those things you say. And what does God say? You and I will have to give an account of every word that comes from our mouth. I'm going to get it worse than the rest of you, just so you know. But we got to know that. that God hears everything and he knows what's going on, so we can't be one person in here and one person over here. And when we begin to think what God tells us today, that every hair on our head has been counted, when you come to know the depths of the love of God inside of you, and I get to know that inside of me, then we're transformed. We don't have to be talking about everybody else. We don't have to be judging everybody else. But you and I will always do that as long as we feel that every time God looks at us, he just judges us. When God looks at us, every hair on our head has been counted. That's how much he loves us, and that's how intimate he is with us. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.